Viva, viva Palestina!
Viva!
Shouting long live Palestine, no to occupation, down with fascism, members of the Palestinian community in Bulgaria slammed Israeli aggression on their homeland.
The whole Palestinian nation lives in a prison. It's called occupation. That's why we say no to occupation.
Dr. Jabet himself was a Palestinian prisoner. He raps the fact thousands are still behind bars. That's why protesters had banners such as "Detention without trial is crime against humanity" and "Save the children of Palestine from Israeli fire of hell." Holding a sign which read, "Until when Palestinians will be object of discrimination," activist Tariq told Press TV that international silence and mainstream media are to be blamed for the false depiction of the bloodbath in besieged Gaza. So Palestinian ambassador to Bulgaria personally met such media in an attempt to show the reality on the ground.
Once again, our people both on the West Bank and in Gaza are victims of barbarian slaughter. The international community cannot stay impartial. We blame the entire fault on the Israeli regime, which must be sued.
Both the ambassador and activists insist there are two plots behind the Israeli aggression: support for Netanyahu's re-election and jeopardizing Palestinian pursuit of UN non-member observer status.
As long as there's no independent Palestinian state, Israel will always find excuses for conflicts. 99% of the international community supports us now. We love peace, we love life.
In light of the Islamic awakening and the so-called Arab Spring, the Palestinian cause has gained momentum, the ambassador and the activists are convinced. Al-Matbukh underlines that Israeli plots are already failing and cites fresh polls which indicate support for Netanyahu has dropped from 80 to 30%. He said the mere fact the chiefs of both UN and the Arab League were in the region as he spoke only shows the time has come not just for ceasefire, but for lifting of the entire occupation as the only possible solution of the crisis. The Palestinian ambassador to Bulgaria urged continuation of the support for the two-side solution and expressed his expectations that Bulgaria would vote in favor of the Palestinian bid at the UN. Ivailo Spasov, Press TV, Sofia.